Matariki Williams is in for Kōrero Road today. Matariki has just been appointed as the Pauhituri Māori Matua Senior Māori Historian at Te Pai Wānanga, that's the research and publishing team, at Te Manatū Taonga, the Ministry for Culture and Heritage. She's had a wonderful career thus far too at Te Papa, and is filling a role that was previously held by Dr. Monty Suter, who was there doing this mahi for the past 10 years or so. Matariki has connections into Taranaki, Hauiti, Whakaue, and also Ngai Tūhoe, and she's with us today to talk about life, love, and arts. Good on you, and a warm welcome, Matariki. Tēnā koe.
Atamariu,
Dale.
Kia ora. Good morning.
And you too. Congrats on the new gig.
Thank you. Yeah, day three in now, so I'm still just finding my feet, but big shoes to fill after, obviously, Dr. Monty Suter's time here at Manatū Taonga.
Our listeners will be wondering, so what do you do? Can you succinctly describe what they hope you might contribute to the organisation, Matariki?
Sure. So one of the major pieces of mahi is a project called Te Tai Treaty Settlement Stories, which is predominantly an online piece of mahi resource, which is producing settlement histories from iwi perspectives. So we're working alongside iwi and supporting iwi to tell their histories in the treaty settlement space from their own perspectives. I roto I o rātou kupu, I roto I o rātou mita, I roto I o rātou kōrero. So it's very important that that those histories, stories, pakiwaitara, are told from iwi perspectives in their own language or mita or dialect as well. So that's one of the major pieces of mahi. And so to date, already some of the kōrero from Ngāti Whātua o Ōrākei has popped up online. Ngāti Porou, Ngāti Awa was first off the ranks, and many other iwi to come as well in different phases of production. So it's quite an exciting space, really, yeah.
Well, that will demand you utilise your interviewing skills, no doubt, sister, but you have a very strong artistic background to your work as well. How might you describe what you love most about our people, Matariki? Because you can obviously move between different areas, but with that mahi, it's to pose questions and solicit kōrero, so that's neat. But you've also got strong museum and artistic backgrounds as well. What is it most that you like doing and working with our people?
Well, I think one of the hardest prospects of leaving Te Papa was leaving the thought of leaving behind the taonga, the physical taonga. And so I had to remind myself, he taonga anō te kōrero. So even our intangible histories, that is our waiata, our histories, our pakiwaitara, our stories, that is also a really important taonga, and the link between the two of them is so strong as well. But what I would love to see in future iwi narratives on Te Tai is a really rich expression and inclusion of our taonga and of our artworks, because I think they really convey, that there's that old adage, picture tells a thousand words. Well, so too do our taonga. There's so much kōrero wrapped up in every piece of carving, every piece of raranga and whatu, and also our contemporary artists. The narratives that they're able to express within their works are just so rich. And so many of our artists and practitioners and makers are really inspired and informed by our Māori histories. And I say histories because they are plural, they are multiple, and often, they're pushing back against some grand narratives that I think we have experienced and been taught in our education systems, which aren't necessarily from our perspective. So not only is there space for us to hold mana motuhake in terms of telling our own stories, but we're still in a reclamation space as well, and an exciting prospect to think that with the history curriculum coming into schools next year, that this kind of mahi can really feed into what our tamariki mokupuna are going to be learning in kura throughout the country.
It's an exciting period for us, don't you think? And even more exciting because it's Matariki time, sis. But, you know, when you think of some of the work even that you've been associated with, and I really respect and admire your love of our taonga and the stories that they contain. I think it's a wonderful and rich description. But puka puka like the one that you wrote, Protest Tau Tohe Tohe, objects of resistance, persistence and defiance. I mean, a puka puka like that wouldn't have seen the light of day in the 50s, 60s, maybe 70s. But, you know, now that we've crossed into the 21st century and we've got a groundswell of people comfortable in their taha Māori and taha Pākehā perhaps, and more Pākehā people accepting of the treasures we can share in their lives as well, books like the one that you penned are possible to, you know, hit the shelves and have influence. What would you say of the situation where we find ourselves in this generation able to delve in these types of kaupapa?
I think it's really gratifying researching in a book like that, seeing what progress has been made, because I think when we think about issues, it's so hard to see. I mean, it's so easy to see what we still have yet to overcome or what we're still fighting against. But when you put in a really visible history like Protest Tau Tohe Tohe, and you really quantify what our tipuna have actually been through already to this point, because one of the really important things we wanted to do with that book was to show that there is a really long history of resistance and defiance. One of the taonga that appears in that book is a pōwhenua that Major Kemp Te Kepa Te Rangihiwinui, that he erected on his whenua in the Whanganui River area, to just make a really visible stance against colonial forces that were encroaching and exerting raupatu in the area. But he used a Māori, a tikanga Māori, a kawa Māori to exert that resistance as well. And, you know, that was happening in the 19th century. And to think that we're still fighting a lot of those fights today, and I really want to mahi to the current protest movements that are taking place at Pūtiki, at Ihu Mātau, countless others, that actually there is a very long history of this resistance. And I think the other thing that was really important about that book as well was the amount of kōrero I heard from people who had never heard of some of these movements, had never heard of the Springbok Tour, even though it is as recent as the 80s, had never heard of even the Dawn Raids. And again, you know, the importance of raising visibility of these major moments is that is the idea that, and the hope that our tamariki will be taught them so that these are no longer surprises to them. And, you know, I'm really heartened to see the governmental approach to the Pacific communities, seeing that the apology will be taking place and that is finally being acknowledged. And again, raising this visibility and letting people know about, you know, there has been a lot of really horrible things that have happened in this country, and actually we need to talk about it. And talking about it hopefully will be a means for us to heal and move forward as a country.
I want to wish you well with the work and hope that we're able to talk semi-regularly, Matariki. I'm actually talking with Arapata, you know, in the next hour as well about the national repatriation policy, but it's all intertwined, isn't it? The work of our museum sector, you take a bunch of skills across to this new mahi, and certainly want to wish you well as you find your feet. Day three, and they could be cold feet at the moment if Auckland's anything to go by too under that desk of yours at your new gig. Good to catch up, and thanks very much for sharing some whakaaro with us on Wātea today. Kia ora, sis.
Ngā mihi.
Rekwe hoki. Ngā mihi nui. Kia koe. So that's Matariki William.